From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 13th, 2015. This week, we drop in on a public hearing about a subject that was on the agenda of every Virginia locality at some point between 2005 and 2011, and this month reemerged at the state level. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
This is a mandate by the state that requires all localities to come up with a water supply plan. You can either do it individually or you can do it regionally, and we elected to do it regionally. But the regional part was we got one person to study all the small localities. We're a small locality when it comes to our public water system. And what they studied and what the plan does, it talks about where our water is, where we get it, what are the environmental concerns, what happens if there's drought, and where can we get it in the future. And one of the things we have to do is we have to come up with a protocol when we have to declare drought and emergency management for the public water supply. This has nothing to do with people's private wells.
You've been listening to the County Attorney of Montgomery County, Virginia, at an October 2011 public hearing on a water supply plan and a drought declaration protocol. If you're a Virginia resident, chances are that your town, county, or city's governing body had a similar public hearing sometime around then, because by November 2011, all Virginia localities had to submit long-range local or regional water supply plans to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ. This process was mandated by the Virginia General Assembly following the severe drought of 1999 to 2002. Now, the DEQ has incorporated 48 local and regional plans into the statewide Virginia Water Resources Plan. And on April 7, 2015, the agency released a 400-plus page draft of that plan for public comment. The plan is a comprehensive look at the Commonwealth's surface water and groundwater sources and at the capacity of those sources to meet water demand through 2040, by which time statewide demand is projected to increase by about 32%. Besides increased demand, the plan also identifies several other water supply challenges and makes recommendations to address them. Following the public comment period ending May 8th, the DEQ and the State Water Control Board will prepare a final plan for submission to the General Assembly and the Governor. Through this long public policy process involving elected officials, water resource managers, and citizens, Virginia is making probably its most ambitious statewide effort ever to ensure that future citizens are adequately supplied by this kind of process. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.